علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing the topic called the Charter of Islamic Governance, and we are observing the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in different sermons of this valuable book, where Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions about some of the foundational principles that guide and make up this Charter of Islamic Governance. And we are presently discussing the 87th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. And this sermon talks about the communities of the past, I mean the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam. And there is much to learn, because by understanding these communities we can find out how we can solve the problems of our communities through Islam. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, where he says, قَدْ دَرَسَتْ مَنَارُ الْهُدَى, that those lighthouses of guidance were gone, they weren't there, they were ignored, they weren't given the opportunity, they were not present there for the guidance of the people, and therefore the people continued in their state of misguidance.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَظَهَرَتْ عَلَامُ الرَّدَى, and instead, once those lighthouses were moved out of place, rather, were not existing, were not present for guiding the people, there were now flags of misguidance. وَظَهَرَتْ عَلَامُ الرَّدَى, and now the flags of disgrace, the flags of, lowliness, these had risen and were fluttering above the heads of the people. They could see these flags. You know, a flag is a signpost. It's a way to show your identity, who you are. You see, it is something that gives you pride, honor. But instead, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, قَدْ ظَهَرَتْ أَعْلَامُ الرَّدَى, instead, the flags, these flags that were rising, were actually flags of lowliness and dishonor and disgrace. Why? Because in different parts of the world, the Roman Empire, you could see, it had risen a flag. It had raised a flag. But what was this flag about? It was about this world. It's about some material thing. It's about some you know, very lowly and useless forms of desires, you see. It was just about that. If you look at the Roman Empire, yes, even that had risen a flag. Apparently there was glamour and grandeur, but that flag, its reality was dishonor and disgrace to humanity, in the way the humans were reduced to entities that were just similar to some kind of complicated animals, in some places even worse than that. If you look at the Arabian Peninsula, the same situation. And different parts of the world. So the world before Islam was like that. There was, in different corners of the world, you would have the different forms of people, different types of people that are causing others to get misguided. They are the devils, basically. They had spread their tentacles everywhere and were, you know, kind of, you know, strangling humanity and removing the life of the human beings. In every corner of the world that you would go at that time, this was the situation. And we can see the reminiscence in this world and at this time also, which inshallah I shall discuss shortly.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So we notice that just like before Islam, the flags of disgrace were raised in the same way today we see in this world of today. There are many flags being raised. But what are these flags? Flags in the name of freedom. Flags in the name of humanity. All of these different flags, but their reality is disgrace to humanity. So this disgrace to humanity is basically because that particular aspect of a human being that was truly valuable and beautiful, that could actually create the right positive change in the societies, is being completely ignored, is being completely, you know, taken out of sight. That is the meaning of disgrace. So these flags of disgrace are rising today, are fluttering with strength, and people, they feel that these are the things that are actually a source of our pride, not to realize that the realities of these are just very, very weak, very, very disgraceful. There was once I was looking at an advert of Pizza Hut, and there they put Gorbachev to be one of those people who was actually in that advert trying to propagate people to buy Pizza Hut. Look at what the Western civilization has to offer to mankind. The maximum thing, the maximum advantage and felicity that the Western civilization is ready to offer mankind today is what? Is a good opportunity to eat food and drink however much you want, and thirdly, to enjoy and watch movies and these things. This is what the Western civilization is ready to offer in a complicated, in different ways, just to achieve this material. Isn't this a disgrace to mankind? All of the technological advancements, all of these, you know, glitter and glamour and a clobber that is going on around by these civilizations, is finally to achieve something material, something very lowly, something weak and powerless. And this itself is a disgrace. And these flags, unfortunately, are risen today. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that slowly those lamps of guidance and lighthouses of truth are there, so that we can benefit from them. And we should search for them so that we can actually achieve our objectives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه